All right. It's good to be back with you after the Labor Day weekend here at republicbroadcasting.org. This is Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery, and it is September the 6th in the year of the Lord, 2022. And it's His kingdom. I always like to say that in the beginning. This is His kingdom. It does not belong to the global bankers, nor do they have authority to run it. Lawful governments is the only thing that has authority to run nations. So anyway, speaking of authority, and everybody's talking about this Joe Biden speech. I didn't see it till last night. I watched it last night on YouTube, left a few comments there. It was CNN's video. And I noticed one thing that nobody's talked about. I thought it was rather humorous. First of all, there weren't very many people there. I would estimate maybe 50, 75 people maybe. Of course, they don't have to have a mob to have a presentation before cameras. But can you imagine inviting 50 people and then still having a bulletproof shield all the way around you? I didn't notice that until just one of the side view shots. You can't see it straight on because they're shooting right through it. The camera is going right through it, and you know there's no way to see that. They set up the lighting where actually it's backlit. They don't light it from the front. It's all, you notice the red lights on the side, and then they got lighter and lighter as it started. It almost looked like some kind of one of these Nazi movies, you know, they make, or a V for Vendetta, you know. And but anyway, and then they had these two dark figures on each side, and it kind of looked like maybe what was that, the stormtroopers or kind of got the Nazi symbol. It would be easy to have painted a swastika there, but that would be actually probably degrading what the German cause was all about, actually. But anyway, not to get into all of that, but let's just get in. Now, another thing, Mark Anderson is going to take this speech apart piece by piece tomorrow, and he and I will be doing it together, but he's in charge of it. He's got it all laid out. I'm just going to be soundboard and helping him and doing a video simulcast. But I also saw this on republicbroadcasting.org's webpage. What's her name? Carrie Lake. And she has some comments about the Joe Biden thing, and I wanted to comment on some of those. And by the way, I don't have any big tight program I'm trying to do, and rarely do on my show. So anybody is welcome to call in, and today certainly you could call in at any time. I don't have a set program, but I am talking. I do want to get into a little of this because it's important. We got to ask ourselves, why can a president of the United States get up before the American people, and I mean, you know, with the cameras on, millions of people saw this speech, and quite frankly, it was not reflective of any knowledge of America at all or what it was based on. The guy, he either has a horrible education or he's a criminal. That's all there is to it. There's only two options. Either you're doing that on purpose or you're just flat ignorant and don't know any better. I mean, you don't get a whole lot of options in there. I mean, to say those things that he said, now, I'm going to tell you the first one, and Mark's going to talk about more about this too, but just got to tell you, this is not a democracy. It was never intended to be a democracy. And this I always like to say to people that bring this up, democracy was abandoned 400 years B.C., before Christ. My goodness, what? This guy's living in the pre-Christian era. It's basically, not quite the Stone Age, but and there were some very brilliant people, or we wouldn't be able to abandon democracy. Plato and Aristotle abandoned democracy. They said there was three forms of tyranny. Number one is tyranny by one, or monarchy. Monarchy is tyranny by one. It's complete control by one person, and that can only lead to tyranny. That's tyranny by one. Oligarchy, that's tyranny by a few. And what is democracy? That is tyranny by the majority. So what can we say about this? What was the foundation of America? It wasn't democracy. I mean, Thomas Jefferson himself he was the governor of Virginia for a while, and he had a few things to say about even the legislature of Virginia. Saying that you wouldn't be any better off having one governor or having the whole branch of them doing the wrong thing. You still end up with the wrong thing. So what is the wrong thing? See, that the government is based on something more profound and not. See, they want a democracy, and I hope I'm not getting into this, and I may be now. Today it's just popular. Democracy is sold to you all the time because why? Probably no faction would really be bragging about democracy if they couldn't control the people's thoughts. But the mass media cartel, which does control mass media thinking or the masses of America, because most people, quite frankly, they just go home and watch the television and go back to work. That's all there is to it. They don't have time. They don't study anything. Reading is out. So they go back, they go sit, flop down on the couch after a hard day's work, and in this trance, they fill up their brain full of crapola from the mass media cartel. And they market democracy. Why? Because they want people to think that authority comes from voting. Authority does not come from voting. It never did come from voting. Now, you can create a government by voting it into place when you first start it. And you can vote people into office. But you cannot vote doctrines and ideas into place unless through your representatives, and only if it comes from each individual. So what is the foundation of the country, really? It's based on that which is in every individual. If that individual doesn't have it, they can't delegate it to the state. That's what it boils down to. Therefore, there's a lot of things that are just flat unlawful. And you can't delegate to government something that you don't have. And that's what they want you to think you can do. They want any kind of authority that they want. They want to just tell it. They're going to have an election. They're going to tell you why they need it, why you need it, and then you vote it into place. Well, that is not lawful government. Unless that which they want is what is actually in you to start with. And you'll find, if you ask yourself, does the government have authority to do that? Then ask yourself, do I have the authority to do that? If you don't have it, they can't get it. Now, what is that called? That's called a republic. That's where there's something really powerful, like a rock, which cannot be altered. You can't alter that principle. That's what makes lawful government really groovy, is you can't have tyrants coming along and totally trashing it out. Because if people knew the things that that it was based on, they wouldn't permit that. Not even with television. They would say, no, you boys go on back to the house. That ain't going to fly. I don't have that, and I can't delegate it, and you ain't getting it. That'd be the end of it, wouldn't it? But people don't know that. They're ignorant. And they're not getting smarter by watching television, because that's the enemy. They've already overthrown the country, so you're just watching the wrong kind of stuff. So anyway, let's get into this, I believe her name's Carrie Lake. And she had some comments to make about what Joe Biden said. And I'm going to quote her here. It says, I don't know if you all just came from your newsrooms and if you happened to see what I just happened to see, but I watched the most absurd, frankly, obscene address I've ever seen a president give to the American people. What I saw was somebody who's trying to divide this country. I'm not sure what's wrong with Joe Biden. I know that he may have problems that we don't know about. Okay. And I'm going to read a little more, too, because that's not quite where I wanted to get. It says, continuing the quote, but what I saw with him was somebody who carries in his heart a great deal of disdain for a whole lot of really good American people. More than half of this country voted for President Donald Trump. And this country loves the America First agenda. Well, okay, I'm going to stop right there because this is what I want to focus on. American First agenda. You know, there's something wrong with that too. And this is the problem when you don't use real fundamental principles when being in public office. Because you end up saying things that aren't accurate, that aren't real, that aren't true, and you get caught with them later. Somebody else uses it against you. You know, if you use real lawful principles of government, guess what happens? Nobody can attack you without becoming a tyrant themselves. They can't do it. It's only when you start slop talking. You start using slogans and slop talk. Now, slogans are okay if it's based on principle, real principle. But let's just take a look at this America First agenda. Make America great again. That's actually better than this one. America First is lousy. I'll tell you why. First of all, it can be used against you because people think that's arrogance. And that it's violent in itself, that you're going to push other people aside. You're going to push other nations aside. You're going to dominate the world. It's kind of a domination thing. You know what would be a real cool slogan for America? Lawful America now. Well, what's the opposite of lawful America for you? Unlawful America. Now, what stupid idiot would want unlawful America, right? Yeah, lawful America. Doesn't that ring a bell? Why doesn't anybody talk about that? They don't want to, none of these people want to be talking about the law. Either one, they either don't know what it is, or they don't know how to get it, or whatever. But they can't approach it. First of all, neither side, neither party wants to talk about something called tyranny. You know why? Because both of them are involved in doing it. Yeah, they're both, they've done tyrannical things, both parties. So they can't talk about their wonderful past, the wonderful past Republican candidates and office holders we've had. Why? Because they were tyrants. And neither can the Democrats either, right? Because they're tyrants also. So neither party actually wants to talk about tyranny. Because if they got into describing it and defining it, they'd find out both of them are tyrants. They'd find that the government's dissolved and they'd have to create another one. That's why. So you can see now, America first. Now somebody's going to get caught with that. They're already caught with it because it's aggressive. It's domineering. It's arrogant. It's putting down other people. We're first. You're second. That's not what America's about. Make it first again. No, that's not what it was. So people in America, when they first started America, what did they want? They wanted their life, liberty, and possessions protected. They wanted lawful government. How about lawful government again? And hey, that says a lot, doesn't it? It says you ain't got it now. You ain't got lawful government now, and what you want is that you want it now. Because you're tired of unlawful government. You now want lawful government. Wouldn't that be I recommend that for you, the next slogan for whichever party wants to take that up. Lawful government now. Again. How about lawful government again? Boy, what a deal, huh? So, this is what happens when you in a way, this is kind of pointing to both sides. Well, you know, have you really thought about America first agenda? Why that? You don't have to be first. You just have to be lawful. Hell, I don't care if we're 12th. America 12th again, but lawful. Lawful America 12th again. What'd be wrong with that? As long as it's lawful, who gives a damn where you are in the status of the world? It doesn't matter. You're lawful. And hey, here's an idea. Why don't we be lawful? And then other smart countries and smart people might say, hey, that's kind of groovy. Why don't we have a lawful government? Yeah, become a trendsetter. People like what you have. They might copy you. Wow, how about that? Then all of a sudden you've got 150 lawful nations all around the world. Something wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. Okay, we're number 150th. We're 150th lawful nation on earth. Who cares? See, the point is, it's not who's first, it's who's got what. So, anyway, all this stuff is just astounding to me how people get themselves into a crack, and usually it's just simply because they don't know the stuff themselves. And you know, Donald Trump was a pretty decent guy, tried to do the right thing, but he just wasn't, he too was not smart on principles of government. I never heard really him talk about many of them. So this is what happens when you follow these people and they don't know stuff and they get you into a trap. Donald Trump, like it or not, kind of led you into a trap. Probably didn't do it intentionally. Anyway, hang around. We'll be right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
That's a good song. Thank you, Julie. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. Well, I'm going to switch topics a little bit. I just wanted to remind everybody of my great observation I made of the Biden speech, where he's behind this huge plastic, bulletproof glass, really. There's only 50. It only looked like there was about 50 people in attendance. And I'm sure they were all invited because of their great support of him. And they were all clapping at all the nonsense and ignorance he was spilling out, revealing his ignorance of the American Foundation. And they were all clapping, yet he still wasn't comfortable. He had to be behind a bulletproof glass that wrapped around the sides, in the front, all the way around. So... isn't that bizarre? And he's talking about we the people, and he's so loved, and he's protecting democracy for, I guess, somebody in the pre-Christ days of how many eons ago was that? So protecting democracy, we're not supposed to have one. I don't want to get into that again, but can you imagine? 50, you invite 50, it'd be like 50 people come over to your house, your people you trust, and and come over to your house and you show up behind a bulletproof screen. Gosh. Great. You want to have great confidence in that guy. He loves the people and people love him. Come on. That is why I know that Trump was not behind bulletproof glass and all these things he went to do in front of thousands of people. And this guy can't show up in front of 50 people without bulletproof glass in front of him. Well, anyway, carrying on, here's another great topic. It's right here. You can find that at republicbroadcasting.org. New study reveals disposable face masks contain four times the acceptable carcinogen exposure levels. Wow, now that's just something to think about, you know. And I've noticed people now, they've been listening to the caca all over again. They've been watching that mass media cartel. And they've been wearing these masks again. Some of them are putting them back on. So here's a recent study confirmed disposable face masks release dangerous levels of the carcinogen titanium dioxide. Wow. The masks were required by Dr. Fauci, that's Fauci, and his cronies during the COVID pandemic. Yeah, that's right. The study found that titanium dioxide levels exceeded the acceptable exposure level by four times or more. Wow. Well, that's just really, I'm so glad they're really, these geniuses are taking care of us, you know, subjecting us to cancer-causing titanium dioxide in the mask. This is just incredible, isn't it? They got us putting on wearing masks all day long at work. Remember all those days? I mean, these people really need to be in prison, don't they? Really? And then telling us that, and now they're gonna crank this back up. Don't think that they're not gonna do this again. Because let me tell you, they gotta have that chip. They gotta chip you one of these days. Because they gotta have that digital currency, digital compliance currency is what I call it. And you comply, and you're gonna get your credit uploaded to your chip inside your body, which will also carry the information about how many vaccines you've had and how many boosters, which will make you safe for the new society, the new normal. And the great new set, you will be in conformance. Your chip will say so. You'll be able to go in and out of stores without an alarm ringing. You know, you just got to really think about that. We're created in the image of God. God created the world for us to live in, created us. We're in harmony with it. But we got to get something man does to make us safe for society. Well, hang on. We'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Hey now,
don't dream it's over.
Hey now,
when the world comes in,
they come
to build a wall between us. No,
nice song, Julie. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah, I could just listen to the last part of this show on the music, just the music going. But anyway, back to this mask business. I can't believe we're going to start this stuff all over again. And listening to this, titanium dioxide, just what we need to be breathing, nano-sized particles, you know, that's nothing better than nano-sized particles. That's what these people were breathing at the after 9/11 at the 9/11 World Trade Center disaster, or what is the right term for that? I guess it is that was certainly a terrorist event. It just wasn't who we thought it was. The terrorists weren't who we thought it were. They were terrorists, all right. And I think we'd call it intervention in Middle East terrorism. You know, I doubt that cave dwellers were sitting there around the campfire inside the cave, and they were going, now, if we just go over there and hijack some planes and crash them into the towers and bring that thing down, bring that whole thing down, knock down the biggest buildings in America, with a couple of jets, knocked down three skyscrapers with two jets, then, you know, they'll be all right with us. You know, we'll claim responsibility, and they'll be scared of us from now on. They won't do anything. You don't think they could have figured out that, ooh, they might come over here and bomb us into the Stone Age? I mean, are those people really that stupid? Is anybody that stupid? Or was there something else behind that? Somebody that wanted to get into the Middle East and stomp Arabs. I think that's what it was about, right? And who had better access to do all that, plant the required demolition charges to make that happen? That wasn't cave dwellers. That was not 19 cave dwellers. So that whole thing is a joke. Now, and of course, this thing that we got in our, those poor people that were there doing the cleanup after 9/11, they were breathing what? Nanoparticles. Those were those nanoparticles from some of that super nano thermite. Yeah, thermite, nanoparticles from thermite, because that was used there too. I know it's a big argument of what actually brought it down, but regardless of what brought it down, there was nanothermite found in the stuff. So how do you explain that? They did find nanothermite particles that actually would ignite. If heated up sufficiently, they would ignite all over again. Some of it was not ignited. So, and people around on the cleanup were breathing that stuff, and they got cancer and died from it, a lot of them. So now we're with this mask wearing program. Now we're doing the same thing. Now we're breathing in titanium dioxide. No, you know, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of this this form of control. And this is. This is oligarchy, but it's tyranny. These people don't have a right to tell you that you've got to take a shot of any kind ever to be in public. Why is that? Just you got to ask yourself again, how do they have authority to tell me I've got to get an injection before going somewhere in society? I was made in God's image. You were made in God's image. What do we need from man to alter that, and why? Okay, I guess their argument is we made some monkey caca and it escaped our lab and got out of our control from that level 4 lab, and then a bunch of people got it and spread it around. And because of our demonic efforts to make some kind of caca to attack somebody with, some chemical warfare type stuff, because of our blunder, everybody now has to get a shot. Why don't you just quit making all that crap? How about that for an idea? Not staying up late at night trying to figure out how to kill somebody with some chemical warfare, some biological warfare. Well, just stop doing that stuff. And then you don't have to worry about some terrible stuff getting out and then you having to go back and alter man's image in order for man to be safe in the world that was created for him to live in perfectly. You know, just government is doing the wrong damn thing all the time. You know, that's a sign of something. This is a sign of that it's been taken over. Some criminals have taken your country over. It's doing the wrong thing all the time. Well, I mean, that's nothing but a sign of tyrants, tyranny, exercise of power without authority, doing what it shouldn't do. And think of this. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's not doing what it should do. So it refuses to enforce the law at the border. That's another thing beautiful about Biden. You know, he's talking about democracy. Oh, and the rule of law. Remember that? This is such a famous, all these politicians like to say that, Republicans and Democrats. We stand for the rule of law. Yes, the rule of law. Man, that stuff went out of our country 150 years ago. We left the rule of law in the dust. The dust of time. It be gone. Rule of law? Where is the rule of law being enforced? Maybe the... And it's wrong, too. I started to say the IRS making you pay tax. Well, they can't make you pay direct taxes to the federal government on your wages. That's considered property. You didn't earn anything. You didn't make anything. You just swapped your labor for some money. You didn't get a penny over what it was worth. So you didn't earn anything. You didn't gain anything. It was a swap, a property swap. How are they do part of your property in a even swap? Well, okay, so let's just pretend that that was okay. It's not okay, but let's pretend. And then, how about that border? That's one that just, that's a glaring example. You know, I saw somewhere, I think it was on the news last night, we spent $12 million. I guess that's in Texas because Texas is the only one doing that, only state doing it. So the state of Texas has spent $12 million busing illegal aliens up north, deep into the country. What moronic dumbbell program is that? Is it, do we thank our governor? What's his name? Abbott? Really? He thought of that all by himself, or that, you know, that ace high group he has working with him. What band of morons thought of that? Why don't you just build a cattle chute? It opens up on the Mexican side and it goes around in a horseshoe and opens up in Mexico. And it's got a door in the middle of the U-shaped thing that comes into America, only one door. So they come in one side, you ask them what they've done to be to claim asylee status. And if they can't prove that they have a doctrine, that they hold a doctrine that the Mexican government feels is dangerous to their government, in which they could be incarcerated for or punished, then you've got to let them go. Just say, hey, you just keep on going through the chute and you end up back in Mexico. You don't bust these people anywhere, stupid. That's stupid. And flying them. Now I even heard, I think it's on this website here at republicbroadcasting.org, that they're allowing people to use for identification an arrest warrant, a warrant for their arrest. So they're knowingly busing criminals and I guess in flying them deep into America, knowing they're criminals. I'm telling you, if Abbott thinks that is some kind of clever maneuver, he is a complete idiot too. And it shows you the kind of, you know, what is this two-party system of morons going for us? We got the Republican morons and the Democrat morons, and they're both trying to get on top of things. It's not going to work, is it? The people are getting screwed on both ends. Close the damn border. That's the, that, and guess what? It's the cheapest thing to do. You want to save money? close the damn border. How do you do it? Any damn way you want to. Just close it. Put some tanks down there. We got a few tanks. Put some Abram tanks down there. You don't have to have them side by side. You can put an Abrams tank down there every, half mile or so. We got plenty of them. Or, hey, build some cheap of these, some machine gun mounts out there. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't be cost much? Then how about razor wire? I mean, you don't have to build no elaborate fence. You don't have to have these architectural wonders. Don't build an architectural wonder to close the border. I am sick of all these stupid ideas everybody's got. Just close the damn border. Tell them you're going to get shot, buddy, unless you got the right credentials and you come in at the right place, you're going to die right there. You ain't got permission, you're going to die. That's how it works. Come in at the port of entry, fill out the right documents, tell the truth about what you are. If you're just coming up here to get free lunch, you got to go back. Coming up here for a better life, you got to go back. That's just, you don't do that, see? You just don't, that's not border policy. Now, every year, Texas could think about how many people it can reasonably assimilate into the Texas culture and educate them about what Texas is about and all of that. And Texas can say, you know what? Every year, we're going to let in 12,000 Mexicans. All right. That's a really good thing. So you could show up with any damn excuse you want to. I want to come up and get some better sandals. I want to come up and make a better life for me and my kids. I want to come up and do that. Okay. All right. We got a place for 12,000. We're going to take your family. That's six. We're going to take six from 12,000, and now we got some more. Okay. But once you hit 12,000, whoa, Jack. Can't come in. Gotta do the horseshoe number right back out there. Can't come in. Sorry. We've hit the level. Now, that's how it works. You don't bus them around all over the country. It's just not going to do that. That doesn't make sense. How's that? So, what's going on in this country? We don't enforce the law. As I've covered this show before, these people should not be being bussed. They should be fined and put in prison. No, and see, even that's wrong. Why should we pay for a prison to house these people when you just return them immediately right there? Just return them. And if they come in at a place that not an entry, you shoot them. I mean, that you don't have to shoot 10,000 people that way. You're going to get one or two, but that news is going to travel fast, Jack. Close the border. How many people have died in the back of trailer trucks? And we're worried about shooting one or two at the border to let them know they can't get in here? I mean, that sounds kind of harsh and rough, doesn't it? But do you have the authority to do it? You have authority to do it. State of Texas has authority. The United States of America has authority to guard its borders. You treat somebody coming in, not at a port of entry to sneak into this country, you deal with them as a criminal violating the laws of the land. Anyway, I'm just sick of stupid ideas everybody's got. When all they got to do is simply enforce the law. How is that so tough? Anyway, hang with us. We'll be right back after this.
One step closer to free college. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The Department of Education announced another $3.9 billion in student loan cancellation yesterday. That brings Biden's student loan cancellation total to $32 billion in less than 2 years. Let's be honest, though. It's not loan forgiveness or debt cancellation. It is handouts of tax money to a privileged few. I never took a single college credit. I own my house and 3 cars, and I've never been unemployed. I have paid taxes to the federal government for 35 years. It is my money that was loaned out. Now it is my money, Biden says, doesn't have to be paid back. I didn't sign the loan paperwork. I didn't get the benefits of education. I shouldn't have to pay for it. This is the worst face slap to the working class that I've ever seen. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Take out your hat, kick out your shoes. I know you ain't going anywhere. Run round the town singing your blues. I know. But you're all the same farewell. And the only time that you're satisfied is with your feet in the wishing well.
Welcome back for the last segment here of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. Well, I guess we're going to listen to some more. I like that. Just keep going. But anyway... Yeah. Kick off the dancing shoes, huh? I think Julie's out. She's having a cold drink somewhere. Pretty cool. Well, anyway, thank you, Julie. Well, that's pretty much it for today. And wondering, you know, hopefully we can remember that. Here's what I recommend in this next election. Don't give anybody any money. I'm serious. The thing is over. It's obvious that the thing is over. Now, people can run for office, but don't donate any money. And you can vote for whoever you want to, but don't give anybody any money. You're blowing, and don't spend any time on the election either. Unless these people really speak fundamental, real principles, not just slogans. America first, save the whales, you know, all of this caca that everybody thinks up to just try to swoo some voters. Why not have people that really understand what government is and what its limitations are? Don't vote for the some of them are all going to save the environment. No, God's in control of the environment. He can work that environment out. Trust me, it's a big, big place. The cosmos is big, and He runs it. What are we supposed to be doing? What is government supposed to be doing? It's supposed to be protecting the property of every individual from other individuals and corporations and companies and governments. Protect the life, liberty, and possessions of the people. So, anyway, think about that. Vote, but don't participate. Don't give them any money. Don't work for them. Because it's a waste of time. You'll be very disappointed. I know, I've done it over and over again. It's not going to improve. It's only going to improve when we establish lawful government. And you can't do it by electing new people to sit in dissolved offices. It's just the truth. You have to come to deal with it. So just do what you can there, but then use your time and money on developing real lawful government. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe, or Thursday.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people of the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. You, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.